You're listening to the best of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. To hear the current weekly multiple listing update, go to RadioRealEstate.com or call 898-4242, 898-4242.
I wanted to compliment you on your program on Saturday. I liked your tribute to Kathy. I thought that indeed Neil represented one of the, if not the best, programs. So if you ever go on vacation and you have to replay something, replay Neil and the History of Santa Barbara. And I thought you did a great job.
Just finishing up with one of Santa Barbara's first, well, I don't know what we're going to call you, Uncle Sid, an itinerant worker. We can't call you maybe the original homeless man in Santa Barbara, 1932.
Right.
Going to be celebrating his 90th birthday in August. Part of the notes that Uncle Joe took, he sent me a copy of the journal, was that Uncle Joe worked briefly at the Miramar Hotel.
Yes, I believe he did. I didn't work there. He did. It must have been a very short period of time. I lose track of what he did there exactly.
Right, right. Well, it's understand. I mean, it's only how many years ago?
Well, 60
plus years ago. But there's a lot going on right now with the Miramar Hotel. It's been shuttered for a period of time, and we're trying to get it rebuilt with a developer, and quite a controversy.
Right.
But I thought I'd leave you with a little bit of health news. As you did mention in passing, we could do an entire program on your 42-day fast in Palm Springs to try to rid yourself of toxins and get healthy. This is a man who started off being skinny at the start of the fast, so by the end of the fast, you were skin and bones.
Yeah, I was about 125 pounds, and I was 90 pounds when I started eating again.
And you were, what, 5'10" or
5'9"? I was 5'8".
5'8", 5'8".
Most of my life. I might have been a little shorter then. I probably grew after that, too, sometime.
Stretching. So since you have a strong interest in nutrition, this is a little something that affects the world and nutrition. I thought I'd share it with you before we say goodbye, okay?
Sure. By all means.
This is a little final word on nutrition and health. The Japanese eat very little fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. Number two, Mexicans eat a lot of fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. The Chinese drink very little red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. Italians drink excessive amounts of red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. And five, Germans drink lots of beer and sausages and fats and suffer fewer heart attacks than the Americans. So the conclusion is, eat and drink what you like. Speaking English is apparently what kills you.
That sounds good.
Uncle Sid, good luck to you on your longevity and your life. My only curiosity would be if Uncle Jim and Uncle Lee and Uncle Al, who all died in their early 70s of smoke, you know, lung emphysema, they were all smokers.
Right.
But they weren't the nutritionalists that you and Joe were, and
no,
Joe lived to be 89.
I'm nowhere near it.
No, not even close. No. I just wonder, though, if they would have lived. It's kind of like, who's that famous guy in his 90s, the most famous health guy? Tugs boats with his...
As a matter of fact, he's selling juicer machines now.
The
juice man, whatever it is. I lose track of his name.
Jack LaLanne. Thank you, Jim. Jack LaLanne. But he has a brother who's just about as old as he is.
Right.
And I don't think he follows the regimen, so it might just be in your genes, but whatever it is.
Well, that has a lot to do with it, the genes and so forth.
Good talking to you. Thanks for joining us, Uncle Sam.
Same here, Mark. Nice talking to you, and best wishes to you and your selling of real estate.
My only regret is when you're here in 1932, you didn't buy a bunch of properties on State Street.
With 30 cents in our pocket.
Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. 90 years old. Unbelievable. So the California effect on real estate, he had no effect on real estate. Flush with equity, Californians are driving up home prices in markets outside California. If California falls, will other markets go with it? Already, Californians wield unprecedented influence on real estate throughout the West. Flush with home equity, made from huge price gains in their own state, they're staking their claim on Oregon ski towns, fueling bidding wars in Arizona golf communities, and doubling down in Nevada. Quote, probably 60% of our residents over the past 10 years have been from California, director of marketing Vegas Resort. Downtown Vegas, roughly half the buyers in the Newport lofts are from California, according to a developer. Home prices in Vegas increased 50% last year. We call it the echo effect. Broker from Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. People move to California for work or the weather, and then eventually they travel up the West Coast and eventually buy property. 40 to 50% of Seattle buyers who work with his broker come, his brokerage comes from California. I say that 75% of my clients are on the buyer side. On the buyer side are from out of the area. And about half of those buyers are from California, says a real estate agent in Oregon, in Bend, Oregon. I have a client who was at the listing up on Painted Cave Road. They moved up to Oregon. And their real estate agent will join me on the air sometime to discuss that. Prices in California so high for the typical house, they can take out $200,000 from their home equity, come here and pay cash. Broker from Scottsdale, Arizona. Prices have increased more than 20% in the last 3 months. This one is dated March 10th. $200,000, I'll take three. One of the reasons Californians are influencing over other markets is, of course, there's so many of them. One out of every eight Americans live in California. Some are rich, diversifying their real estate, yada, yada, yada. Few economists believe that California home prices can continue appreciating at the pace, said David Stiff, a senior economist with Fiserv. Expects that home prices will increase less than 10% in the coming year. Wouldn't that be a shame? That's enough. So, what does that mean? Well, here's a Where They Are Now story. I got an email from a client who sold her house in Santa Barbara recently. And yeah, I'm settled, she writes. Except no furniture. I bought a house for $263,000. It's 2,100 square feet, three bedrooms, two and a half baths, sunroom, office with separate entrance, skylights in both bathrooms, 5 acres, down a dirt lane that takes me 10 minutes to get the mail. I first read this, I thought it said mall, and I thought, wow, that's really close to town. 10 minutes to get to the mail. 3-car garage, 5-stable barn, 16-foot cathedral ceilings in the living room with windows to match. I'm in heaven, having oak floors installed, doing the bathroom in tile, and best water, well water, right out of the tap. Paid $263,000. She lives in Meridian, Idaho. Closest major city is Boise, Idaho. Many Californians have come here. In fact, most of the people I have met are from California. So what are they doing and why? There's the answer. I did not give you the answer to last week's trivia question. Ran out of time. How unusual. The question was, when is a real estate salesperson exempt from having to renew their California license by taking continuing education classes to renew? When are they exempt? Not when they're dead. When you're over 70 years old and you have 30 continuous years of holding a valid California license. So I have a ways to go. If you're interested in stats, I still have from 1975 through 2004, we have stats on number of listings sold, percent sold, the average price, the median price. I can mail you that, and also the 2004 Home Price Comparison Index, 898-4242 after the show, 898-4242. I'll be back for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker realtor. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. So stay tuned. Remember, you can call me after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242, if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.